Moderate Palestinian Authority calls to murder Jews, fight the Jews and kill them all. By Joshua Klein on October 22, 2023. In a startling revelation, an official document recently published by the supposedly moderate Palestinian Authority is shown to outline explicit calls for the murder of Jewish individuals, as it calls on imams to incite violence against Jews in Friday sermons, citing a religious text for Muslims to fight the Jews and kill them all. The document, published Friday by the Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Endowments and Religious Affairs, provides comprehensive instructions for imams to incite violence in their weekly religious sermons, including inflammatory rhetoric and a message to kill the Jews. Imploring the Palestinian populace to uphold the preservation of public and personal property, framing it as a religious, moral, and national duty, it advocates for continued resistance. We call upon our Palestinian people, despite the pain and tragedies. We cannot raise a white flag until the occupation is removed and the independent Palestinian state is established with Jerusalem as its capital, it reads. The text then cites the Hadith, the Islamic oral tradition, that incites the murder of Jews. The time will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews, and the Muslims kill them, until the Jew hides behind the stones and the trees, and the stones or the trees say, O Muslim, O servant of God, this is a Jew behind me, come and kill him, it continues. The document was exposed Friday by the research departments of Hakal HaYehudi news site and the Regavim Movement NGO, who likened its statements to a virtual declaration of war. The disturbing development indicates that the supposedly moderate Palestinian Authority, PA, appears to endorse a perspective paralleling that of Hamas, with both groups unified in their animosity toward Jewish communities, thus dispelling any illusions of a fundamental distinction between the two. It has also ignited concerns over potential escalations in violence against Jews, especially given the dangerous implications of granting control over territories like Gaza to such entities. The explicit calls for violence found in the document have yet to receive a response from the global community, though President Joe Biden recently declared a $100 million humanitarian aid package for the Palestinians currently under the authority of the PA and Hamas despite having been snubbed by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas last week. The move has seen Republicans on Capitol Hill warning against the aid package and its potential to end up in the hands of terrorists. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority, headed by Abbas, is set to disperse roughly $2.8 million to the families of dead Hamas terrorists, as reported by the Palestinian Media Watch, PMW, a media monitoring NGO. This payout is part of the Pay for Slay initiative, officially termed the Martyrs Fund, wherein financial rewards are granted for carrying out terrorist attacks, with higher compensation for more destructive acts. The PMW highlights that a terrorist's family stands to receive an initial sum of roughly $1,500, followed by a lifelong monthly stipend of about $353. Families related by marriage to the terrorists are slated to receive even larger payments. Additionally, the report disclosed that around 50 newly imprisoned Hamas members will receive a collective sum of $17,590 this month. Last year, Israel's Supreme Court ruled the Palestinian Authority can be held liable for terrorism and sued by the families of those killed in terror attacks as a result of its pay-for-slay policy. Last month, governments and leaders across the globe voiced outrage over horrifying remarks concerning Jews and Adolf Hitler expressed by PA President Mahmoud Abbas to the leadership of his supposedly Fatah party. The comments of the long-serving Abbas, who has remained president for 18 years despite a four-year term limit, were part of a speech he delivered in which he claimed Nazi leader Adolf Hitler was not an anti-Semite, and that the Jews of Europe during his era were not killed due to their Jewish identity, but due to their role in society, including usury. In April, a violence-themed musical was broadcast on Palestinian Authority television calling to fight Israelis everywhere with blood and stones. Performed in the Gaza Strip, the musical featured young men in military outfits carrying mock weapons, dancing and singing about combating the enemy through the use of machine guns, RPGs, daggers, rifles, and bombs, throughout the Jewish state. The men are later joined by a group of children who dance alongside them. Last week, Palestinian Authority Ambassador to Iraq Ahmad Rouadi, who was appointed last month by Palestinian Authority President Abbas, argued that Israeli civilians killed in Hamas' unprecedented attack on Israel earlier this month were not innocent. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.